Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran the du'as of the Anbiya alayhi salam that they asked from him. We have the du'a of Musa Kalimullah saying, Rabbi shrah li sadri, O Allah, expand for me my chest. Make my chest vast enough to be able to bear all the challenges in this path of inviting towards you and to be able to encompass the knowledge and the wisdom that is required. O Allah, expand my chest with respect to ilm and with respect to hilm. Ilm from you, my chest is wide enough to accommodate all the knowledge that is required to fulfill this task. And also granted hilm to be able to overcome the challenges when I face Fir'aun. So this was the dua of Kalimullah Musa alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the other hand, says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Have you not already expanded your chest for you? Before you even ask, have you not already given it to you? Have you not already expanded your chest? He asked this question, this istifham inkari question, has it not already happened? You didn't have to ask for me, I already made sharah of your sadr. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. And we see the Nuh alayhi salam, Najihullah, he is overcome by challenges and difficulties, and he reaches out to Allah and he says, Rabbi inni maghluban fantasir. I am overcome with my challenges. O Allah, I seek your help. All of these burdens upon my back. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in turn says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, have I not already rafa'na wa wada'na anka wizrak? Have I not already removed the burden on your back? And then we see that Ibrahim Khalilullah, he's making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that waja'ali lisana sidqin fil akhirin. O Allah, elevate my name, my remembrance, so that people after me remember me positively and they get inspired by me. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرَكَ. Have I not already, before you even ask me, I have already elevated your name, your remembrance. إِلَّا ذُكِرْتَ مَعِي. That whenever I am mentioned, your name is mentioned along with my name. The adhan is not complete if by saying, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, we have to say, أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. The kalima is incomplete, لَا إِلَٰهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, without saying Muhammad Rasulullah. If someone believes in La ilaha illallah, their iman is not complete, their salvation is not there, their najat is not there, they will not be saved from the fire of Jahannam unless they also believe in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of all of these favors. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna ma'al usri yusra, inna ma'al usri yusra. Indeed, with difficulty there is ease, indeed, with difficulty there is ease. This is mentioned twice, but one thing to note here is that the difficulty that is mentioned is the same one. Inna ma'al usri yusra with alif lam al usr, when it's repeated, it's referring to the same one. Inna ma'al usri yusran. Whereas ease is mentioned twice as well, but these are referring to two different ease, as it is mentioned indefinite, u'ida nakiratan. So what this effectively means is that there is one difficulty, and with this one difficulty, there are two eases. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَنْ يَغْلِبَ الْعُسْرُ الْوَاحِدُ يُسْرَيْنِ. That one difficulty will never be able to overcome two eases. There is indeed with the one difficulty there is ease, and indeed with that same one difficulty there is another ease. That is why the poet says that إِذَا اشْتَدَّتْ بِكَ الْبَلْوَى فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ فَعُسْرٌ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. That when the challenges become great upon you, إِذَا اشْتَدَّتْ بِكَ الْبَلْوَى, when the balwa, ibtila, and test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala become strong and become overwhelming, فَفَكِّرْ فِي أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ, then ponder and reflect over the surah أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ. فَعُسْرٌ بَيْنَ يُسْرَيْنِ, one difficulty is between two ease. إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ فَفْرَحْ. فَفْرَحْ, like أَلَمْ نَشْرَحْ. This is the qafiyah, the end of the line, that the rhyme scheme and matches. Allah ta'ala's, the poet rather says that إِذَا فَكَّرْتَهُ, when you ponder and reflect, contemplate, meditate on this, فَفْرَحْ, then you should rejoice. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say inna ba'da al-usri yusra, that go through the challenge, after the challenge is over, the difficult time, there will be ease. Rather, Allah ta'ala said inna ma'a al-usri. Ma'a means with. So along with the difficulty, right? When you're going through the challenging time, the same time there is an ease hidden that you need to contemplate. That you were perhaps attached to something in this dunya, Allah is cleansing your heart and attaching yourself back to Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is forgiving your sins. In the throes of the sickness, in the ICU, you are in pain. La ba'sa tuhurun, insha'Allah, you are being purified of your sins. Subhanallah. So there is an ease within the difficulty. The heart, which was attached to material things is getting detached. The heart which was disconnected from Allah is getting connected. Subhanallah, inna ma'al usri yusra, with the difficulty, not after the difficulty. Sometimes we look at this ayah, we say, yeah, you know, in general people console one another and say, yeah, I know there's light at the end of the tunnel. It is challenging now, but it will get better later. There is in the fajr al basim maqadim, right? There is the morning, the daybreak is coming after the darkness of the night. Whereas over here Allah is saying there's a light in that darkness. There is ease along with the difficulty right at the same time. And then subhanAllah, after that Allah Ta'ala says, now when you are gone through the challenging time with the ease, and afterwards it's full on ease, then doesn't mean that we are in a mood of celebration and forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala altogether. This is the sifa of the mushrikun. This is the sifa of the mujrimun, the sinners. That Allah Ta'ala says, what is their condition? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَى, whenever they are, إِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ ضُرٌّ, when they are in difficulty, دَعَى رَبَّهُ, then they call out to Allah Ta'ala. أَوْ قَاعِدًا أَوْ قَائِمًا, from whether they're sitting or standing, one side or the other side, they call out to Allah and say, oh Allah, help, ya Allah, ya Allah, I'm in pain. فَلَمَّا كَشَفْنَا عَنْهُ ضُرَّهُ مَرَّكَ لَمْ يَدْعُونَا إِلَى ضُرٍّ مَسَّهُ كَذَلِكَ زُيِّنَ لِلْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah Ta'ala says that this is their condition, that when Allah removes their difficulty, then they completely forget about Allah, abandon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala over here says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَبْ وَإِلَى رَبِّكَ فَارْغَبْ, that when the ease comes, doesn't mean that you forget about me, but rather when you are free from the rest of your work, then exert yourself to the point of exhaustion in making dua and thanking me, in doing dhikr and tilawa, and turn your heart towards me in remembrance, incline your heart towards me. Subhanallah, this is such a beautiful surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shown to us the lofty maqam and position of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and has also given us instructions on how to get through challenging times. And to conclude with, yesterday we learned, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen, that our living and our dying, our eating and our drinking and our sleeping, all of it is ibadah. So therefore, somebody may get the wrong idea that, yes, my fasting is ibadah, so is feasting. Yes, my standing in qiyam is ibadah, so is my sleeping. So I can make the good niyyah and make sure that I'm eating what is halal. And number three is that I make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the sunnah. Then I can continue eating, continue drinking, continue sleeping with the best niyyah in my life is ibadah. That is not the case. Allah Ta'ala says here, إِذَا فَرَغْتَ, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when you're free and finished with the secondary form of ibadah, then فَانْصَبْ, exert yourself in the primary form of ibadah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, our purpose is only ibadah in all times, secondary and primary, but we need to engage in secondary as far as the need is, as the ضرورة is. وَالضرورة تُقَدَّرُ بِقَدَرِهَا, the ضرورة is something you engage in so that you get out of ضرر, out of pain. That's what durura is. You engage with the durura so that you're no longer in darar, in pain. Once you have finished the durura, get back to the maqsad. فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ, when you're done with your resting, when you're done with your relaxing, with your eating, your drinking, then فَانْصَبْ, get back to your primary job, which is the direct form of ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make aman. وَآخُ دَعْوَانَا.